Well, what certainly makes this unusual is that the stay was granted less than 24 hours before the execution. There have been a couple death row inmates who have been allowed to donate an organ, but this really came close to removing that possibility, because this was not a case of donating an organ during the execution. Rather, it's a kidney from which the person can do at least fine or well enough without one kidney. And so it puts him back in sort of a prison context rather than an execution context, and allows time for consideration of this issue. So this was really close.
So is there a consensus in these kind of cases? Is organ donation possible?
Well, it is possible. There's certainly a consensus, I'd say almost a unanimity in the U.S., that vital organs and organs to be donated during execution, that would be forbidden. That's you can't give consent, or you can't use a human life or involve doctors during an execution. There's just too many problems with voluntariness and ethics to allow that. But for a prisoner, for the moment, consider them not on death row to donate an organ or to give blood or to, even work in the community. I mean, these are things that we do allow some interaction, and not all rights are removed just because you're in prison.
So you're referring, though, to organs like kidneys or things that people could still survive without. You're not talking about organs that must be harvested upon death, right?
That's correct, yes, because, otherwise you'd be in a position of, well, what if a person's, waiting for this organ and the execution gets stayed? Do you go ahead with it anyhow because a life will be saved? There's too many pressures on the system at that moment, and to think that someone can, intelligently make a decision about their organs, are they going to change their mind if they get a day reprieve or something? And the involvement of doctors would be problematic as well. So non-vital organs by someone not close to execution, I think, is at least possible, and I think that's all that the governor is asking for at this point. Not necessarily that it will be granted, but that it's going to be possibly allowed, considered, and weigh the different pros and cons.